Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Social Anxiety Remedy. We're at episode 5 already, and sorry for my voice, guys. I've been sick for the past like week, so bear with me. My voice is a little raspy and whatnot, and it's kind of lost it. So I definitely wanted to get a video out, though. I hadn't got a video out in like a week, so I just wanted to be able to put that out for you guys. So bear with me as we go ahead and get into the video. We've talked about EFT before, I've brought it up a lot, but today we're really going to be breaking it down and showing you exactly how it can help you with your social anxiety and what you need to do immediately to be able to start getting, you know, great results and great true core confidence out of EFT. So let me just dive in. I want to get right at it with kind of the history of EFT tapping. I know some of you may not know exactly what it is right now from the previous episodes that I've talked about it in, so let's kind of break it down right now. EFT, it stands for Emotional Freedom Tapping, and it's something that's kind of an Eastern type of philosophy, and it kind of derives from acupuncture. So with acupuncture, the whole philosophy is basically being able to poke at certain pressure points and release an energy spots that then, you know, releases your muscles and helps with your mind. Well, with EFT, it's basically the same thing. However, it's places on your face as well as your hands. But luckily, you don't have to, you know, poke any needles into your face or anything. And it can just be done with your fingers while you tap on it. And it's very easy. It's very convenient. And you can do it anywhere in the world. There's two different ways of really going about it. There's the face and like the whole type of body, which you kind of have to be in a little bit of closed quarters for you to not get looked at as kind of a freak doing it, because it does look weird. Looks very strange. And then there's also a way you can actually tap very discreetly on your hand. So you can do that out in public, which is a really cool thing that we teach as well. So you know, that's kind of, it's just this Eastern philosophy that's been around for many years. And this isn't some type of just like woo-woo thing. As I say a lot, it's scientifically backed by much research, and a lot of professionals use it today. And, you know, it can be such a benefit if you're struggling with social anxiety. And I know for me, the first time I found it, it was right when I started my process of trying to figure out how to overcome my social anxiety. Once I knew that I needed to get it taken care of, after I had been going to therapy and psychotherapy and the psychologist for years and years, and I realized that nothing was getting better. You know, I dove in, I started just learning all this material on myself, like by myself, every waking hour, and through books and through other sources, I was able to stumble upon EFT. And I really haven't looked back, and I've been using it ever since and been helping other people with it as well. I stumbled upon it actually when I was kind of very early on, when I was looking into Eastern philosophy with, you know, I started out with meditation and figuring out, I was kind of looking into what I could actually like ingest, to help with my anxiety, like with the chemical imbalance and whatnot. And then I stumbled upon EFT, and it just blew everything else out of the water. So this is really why I, as I talk about the 5 kind of steps of overcoming social anxiety, I use EFT at the beginning because it's something that you can actually see immediate relief from, as to the others are kind of a little more step-by-step process where you have to continually get better and better at it. With EFT, it's just an immediate relief, and, it's something you don't even have to believe in. It's not like you have to believe that this is going to work in order for it to work. No, it works no matter what. So my first time using it was actually, I was in high school at the time. And in high school, I played baseball, actually. Funny enough, yeah, I played baseball. I wasn't very good, actually, but I played to try to make new friends and whatnot. And we were doing this. It was just like this talent show thing to like boost money for like a fundraiser thing for our school, for baseball, because we were trying to get like a big scoreboard up. And I remember finding EFT, and what we were doing is we were doing like this like talent show competition kind of thing for all the sports teams, and a really big school that I went to. and the baseball team, we were doing like a singing and dance thing that would kind of just like make fun of all of us and have the whole school kind of laughing along. And everybody else was like super excited for it. And me, I was just, this is like when my social anxiety was through the roof and I was like, man, this is not going to go well. Luckily I found EFT and I was like, all right, you know what? I have so much anticipation, anxiety for this thing, for this event. I'm going to, you know, try it out. I'm going to see how it does. So, I just remember waking up that day, for school and just being like, oh my God, this is going to suck. I'm so scared. I'm so nervous. But, even with all the anxiety, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do the EFT. So I went ahead, did the tapping at my house. And, after that, I just felt this, you know, I felt this relief. I was like, okay, you know, I wasn't 100%. It wasn't like my anxiety was at a zero, but it was much better. And that's what people see, especially when you do it for your first time. If your social anxiety or anxiety in general, really anything, it works with depression, with, you know, confidence issues, with worth issues. But if maybe you start out at an 8, you do the tapping and then it goes to maybe a 5 and then you do it a little more and then it goes to like a 3. So it goes in steps, but you can definitely see that there's immediate relief. So I did that at my house and I just felt better. It was like I was able to just get in my car and go ahead and drive and feel okay about it. It wasn't like I was looking forward to it at all, but I was all right. And then when I was actually in school and, you know, after when we had everything, I started doing like the little tapping on, you know, my hand very discreetly. So nobody like looked at me when I was, you know, tapping on my forehead and my face above my eyes and was like, what the hell are you doing? So that's something that's really cool that not a lot of people know of, the discreetly tapping, which you can really do anywhere and makes you feel amazing, a lot better. So I went ahead and was doing that and the show went amazing. I felt great. I felt no resistance at all. My anxiety levels were at like an all-time low because I was just doing this EFT for basically the first time in my life. And I thought I just like hit the jackpot and I could just do this all the time, just like walking around, tapping my hands and stuff like that. And I mean, at the beginning, that's something that you can actually do just to, you know, feel a little bit of relief and to grow as the process kind of gets started. It's not something that you want to rely on heavily in the end of it. You know, it's not something that I do all the time anymore just because I've, you know, I teach it all the time already. So I kind of get like a secondhand EFT thing when I'm showing my students and stuff like that. But yeah, so after that, we went through the talent show. It did great. I had literally a blast, a great time. I was able to make great connections from it, actually, with meeting more people. And it led me to some great experiences. I started using it basically all the time, like I said, for baseball. Like when I played sports in high school, I started doing a lot better in sports because when I was about to go up to the bat, up to the plate, like I wasn't nervous anymore. I didn't have that anticipation anxiety for these games that I was playing in. And that can correlate to you if you have a job and you have to, you know, be presenting in a certain situation in front of, you know, your superiors and whatnot. Makes it very less stressful. And because of that, and because you're not nervous and so fidgety all the time and just calm and relaxed, you can end up doing so much better. So that's why really EFT is such a big part of my life and a big part of the teachings that I help students with. So why it works though is basically because of the subconscious mind. And I talk about the subconscious a lot if you've watched my other episodes, my other podcasts. And you know, let me just give you a brief understanding of the subconscious. And the subconscious is basically the part of the mind of, there's the subconscious and then there's the conscious, right? The subconscious is basically 95% of your brain. Okay, the conscious is about 5. I always say it's like the iceberg. Okay, the iceberg, the top of the iceberg is your 5% of conscious. Underneath the water of the iceberg, the 95% is your subconscious. And this is basically the things that control your actual mind. Everything that you really do is subconscious. The 95% of your waking thoughts, your waking you know, actions are basically, you don't even think about it. It's like when you're driving to work or something you've done a million times and you're like, did I don't even remember driving, because it's your subconscious just playing it out. And it's in control of so many things. The subconscious is, if you saw the last podcast where we talked about exposure therapy, and we kind of talked about how when you're about to go into a social situation where you may be, you know, a little nervous about it, and it's something that you've been dreading, and you're about to go into this situation, your subconscious is what brings up those previous memories, those previous traumatic events that hinder you from being able to perform or to even do any type of action or, you know, speak to anybody. It's the subconscious is the thing that comes up when it's going to be like, don't go up to those people because remember that one time. Remember that one time when you were maybe as young as like 6 or 7 years old and, you know, kids bullied you or kids made fun of you. The subconscious is so powerful and it keeps memories hidden down, down, down in your brain that most of the time you didn't even know that you had. And it just has these memories pop up and you're like, wait, I know that happened, but I wasn't thinking about that, you know, a minute ago. Why did it just pop up now? And that's why the subconscious is just so powerful. So, with EFT, like, as we've said, as it's similar to acupuncture, the whole point of it is to be able to release these negative energies and these negative traumas, these negative memories, and release it from these energy points on your face, which is, as I said, it's not a woo-woo-woo thing. This is actually like proven technique to helping any type of, you know, memory, and especially with social anxiety. That's really what this, it really comes down to. So how it actually works is when you think of, you know, helping with your social anxiety, a lot of people are going to say just be positive all the time, right? Just have this positive mindset where, you know, nothing, you don't get stifled at all. You are just this happy person all the time. And, you know, that's great if you're able to do that. Most people can't. Like, that's not something that you can really sustain. And if you were happy all the time, honestly, it just wouldn't even be that exciting of a life. You wouldn't have those ups and downs and know what external things make you happy in the first place. So with EFT, it's going to be the one time that you really get told to be negative. So when you're going through and you're tapping on these points, on these pressure points and these energy points on your face and around your body, you're going to be saying statements that are basically very negative. Statements like, oh, I hate that I have social anxiety. People don't want to be around me. I feel so nervous all the time, blah, 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 blah. As you go through these different points. And what this does is it's able to bring up these feelings that you have, that you inevitably, us as humans, we don't like resistance and we do not like to feel all the way through. And so what we do is we you know, feel it for a little bit and then push it way down into our subconscious where it can't actually get out. With EFT, when we go through and we say these phrases, it sparks up usually a certain memory or a certain feeling that we have. And when you're able to feel it at all at once while we're tapping on these spots, they're easier to release. So especially when you're a young kid and something, you know, traumatic happens to you, you have a negative emotion, a negative memory. When you're able to, when as humans, right, we're not able to usually feel the entire emotion, especially when you're a young kid. You know, you're not able to logically think it out and understand what's going on. You just end up shoving it down into your brain. Well, when you're using EFT tapping, we're doing these negative phrases. It allows it to be brought up and just released. Okay, released, not like you don't remember the memory at all, but it just doesn't have the same effect on you. It doesn't have or carry the same energy or emotions that it used to carry, even when you didn't even know that it was there. But it's always present. Via the subconscious. So the points and everything else, I'm going to be putting that on the Facebook group and whatnot. You know, I talk about this for the people that haven't seen the other episodes yet. You know, EFT tapping is something that a lot of people know of. It's something that you can find on YouTube. It's something that other people have really helped others with as well. What we do, specifically the social anxiety remedy, is we're able to find your actual unique memories and traumas and past experiences so that you can tap on those individually, which gives you such a better result with your social anxiety. So a lot of the videos you're going to find, if you just go on YouTube or something like that, it's just going to be like, you can look up EFT tapping, how to tap out social anxiety. And it's just going to be a very broad spectrum of phrases and words that, you know, will make you feel better. Just the result of tapping, like you can do it without saying anything and you will feel better just because of the the overall energy spots and whatnot. But if you are able to actually digest and figure out the specific things that you need to tap on, the specific triggers, the specific memories and traumas of your own self that you can tap on, well, then your social anxiety will go away much, much quicker. And that's how we have such great results with our students from the very beginning. You know, we're able to first break down the things that they need to tap on. We give them the phrases to say and whatnot. And then as they do that, they can go ahead and go through the process of overcoming their social anxiety via, you know, after EFT, we have our subconscious releases where we have these guided type of releases, similar to EFT, but much more powerful and kind of long lasting. Then we go into obviously our creating our new character, then, you know, our meditations and our exposure therapy. But EFT is the base. It's the thing that gets you the best results right at the beginning. And so you can see that this, you know, overcoming social anxiety isn't just bullshit, right? It's not like this thing that you have to live with for your entire life. It's not a life sentence like so many people will tell you that it is. You know, so many people will tell you that it's something that they just, you just can't control, you can't overcome. And it works me up, guys, because it just gives you an opportunity to just throw your hands up and be like, it doesn't matter. Like I, it's out of my control. So I guess my life just sucks and I can't do anything about it. And it pisses me off so much because it's something that I was told and that I believed for so long. And like I say, if you're listening to these podcasts already and you're listening to the whole video and stuff like that, you're obviously one of the smartest people with social anxiety already, because you know that you can actually change. So that's, I don't know, guys, that's my big thing with EFT. If it's really not, it's hard to explain over a podcast. So what we do is we're posting a video of me doing it, just kind of a broad spectrum EFT tapping with just like how to overcome social anxiety on our Facebook group. So for those of you guys that did request to join the Facebook group already, I think I just added you guys today. Was it today? It was either today or yesterday, but yeah, I just added you guys today. So you'll be able to see that video. That should be up pretty soon. So if you guys want to see the video of the EFT that we do specifically, then go ahead. I'll put the link in the description below so you can request to join the Facebook group and you'll be able to see that video of us doing the tapping and going through it with you step by step for, you know, you guys to check that out. But yeah, guys, I mean, it's EFT. It's, you don't even have to really explain it. It's all about showing and all about you guys actually doing it yourself, because it's not something you have to believe in. Like I said, it's not something that you have to be like, oh, please work, this will work, and just trick your brain into working. No, it works if you believe in it or not. Trust me, the very first time that I did this shit, I was just like, what the hell is this? This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. But then I did it and it worked. And if it works, then it's something that I get behind. So yeah, that's really the whole EFT tapping video, guys. That's what we do that's different. We help people figure out the traumas, the specific life events that they have to tap out. Maybe it's an experience when they're younger, when, you know, their parents did something to them. Their parents, you maybe taught them something that they now know is wrong and they cannot, you know, get that out of their head. I know for me, a lot of my tapping out was like with sports and stuff like that. I had very negative coaches growing up, and coaches that, you know, definitely put some traumatic experiences in my life. And when you're able to tap out those specific things, your social anxiety really, it just basically dissipates to the most extent and to the biggest degree after this first step of EFT tapping. So if you guys want to check out that video, we're going to have it on our Facebook group, guys. I'm in there 24/7 answering questions, helping people out, posting just cool advice. And the community is growing, really, which is really cool. Everybody's in there helping everybody out, building community. Everybody's kind of becoming friends in there, which is really cool. So if you guys want to request that and check out the video, I'll leave that in the description below. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day.